station on 2 for WHC.
We are with you on 2. Go ahead.
Yeah, we have a UPA not receive red light.
We copy, Peggy. We're looking into it.
Thank you.
Station Houston on space ground 2 for Peggy and WHC.
Go ahead for WHC.
Hey, Peggy. We don't have an OSO here, so we gave him a call. It's something we have seen before, but we're trying to figure out the cause. Should be a ground fix, so we're looking into it, and we'll let you know if we find out more.
Okay, copy.
And Peggy, while I have you, if you don't mind, then can take notes for a second. I have a couple other questions for you.
One question for you. Are we no-go for WHC ops until we get a resolution?
That is a firm.
Okay, copy. What are your questions?
So first was for you. We have some steps for troubleshooting your Everywhere app, if you can take notes for your new iPad 1082.
My way, I go to a place where I can write something down.
Copy.
Okay, ready to copy.
Okay, so first we wanted to confirm that your iPad is connected to CloudNet. After you have confirmed that, if you could toggle the Wi-Fi off and then back on. I've got more steps, I'll just let you copy.
Sure, and sync to CloudNet, Wi-Fi off on.
Good read back. After that, we want you to fully close and then reopen the Everywhere app. And you can do this by swiping up from the bottom of your iPad at the middle of the screen, then swipe up on the Everywhere app until it disappears, and then reopen the Everywhere app from the home screen.
Close, then open.
Good read back. And then lastly, we want you to confirm that private addressing is off. And you can do this by going into the settings and then Wi-Fi. And when you select CloudNet on the network in the right pane, we want to verify that the private Wi-Fi address is toggled off, OFF.
Sure, private Wi-Fi is off, going to the settings and Wi-Fi, and then checking there for private Wi-Fi off.
That's affirmative, and you need to make sure that you selected the CloudNet network when you're in that Wi-Fi section.
Okay, copy. Selecting CloudNet.
Okay, those are all the steps for you, so let us know if that's successful. And then the other thing was we had a question in the daily summary for Shooks about verifying that you get that message into teleprompter. So if you can confirm that, we just want to get a warm fuzzy ahead of the VIP event today.
Yes, he tried it last night, and it worked. Sorry we didn't let you know.
Hey, that's great news. Thanks for letting us know. Station Houston on space ground 2 for Peggy and WHC.
And then 2 for the WHC.
Hey, Peggy, we just wanted to verify. Can we have you press the check lights button on the hydraulic interface control panel and tell us whether it looks like UPA not received LED is illuminating more?
Okay, stand by. Get that in work. And the Everywhere steps were completed, and I'm in.
Awesome. Great news.
Houston Station on 2 for WHC.
With you on 2, Peggy.
Yeah, when we press the test lights button, it comes on much brighter, and I had Johnny check it out, and he also agrees. We think that's just that standard fault in the particular message, you know, for the kind of a off-angle red.
Okay, Peggy, great news. We copy all. WHC is go for use, and we are 1 minute out from a 50-minute LOS.
Thank you, sir. Go for WHC.
Affirm. WHC is go for use.
Station on 2 for blood draws.
With you on 2.
Sam, I just want to make sure that my math is correct on this. So I have to wait 10 minutes after the first Melfi insertion to start the second centrifuge. And then I think that centrifuge protocol is 15 minutes. And then I have a 10-minute maximum time between stent end and Melfi insert. So that's exactly 45 minutes. So I'm wondering if I can push to maybe 15 minutes after Melfi insert just to give myself a 5-minute buffer to make sure that we get the second set of samples into Melfi within the 10-minute max constraint.
Okay, copy the question. We'll double-check.
Okay. I have Soul Station on 2. It looks actually I missed its protocol 3, so I don't know how long that one is, so that might actually give me the buffer I'm looking for.
And Vapor, we copy. We are talking with our ESA counterparts, and they'll let you know the math on that and get you started.
Station Munich on Spectre Ground 2 for Vapor.
Ground 2.
So that was overall a good summary that you provided, and we would like you to wait for 15 minutes now before starting the next centrifuge run.
And can you tell me how long the protocol 3 is?
Minutes.
Sorry, I didn't catch that. Can you say it again?
That is 20 minutes, 20 minutes.
Copy, 20. Thank you.
France was station on 2, this is TB4, random dosimetry.
Good morning, TB, go ahead.
Morning, Council. So, question is, I haven't really found a storage node for the personal dosimetry, but I picked serial number 1 as the execution node set with a barcode ending 19J.
Can we copy barcode 19 Juliet?
I would have a second question regarding this, because yesterday for the fruit flies, I deployed the dosimeter barcode ending 28J, and the next one, next activity, calls for the same dosimeter.
Okay, we copy. We are checking, and we'll get back to you.
Thank you.
Station Huntsville. I don't want to be catching for this up from the last, but there was a discrepancy in your stone note between your food allergy front gloves popping up. We do need the allergy 10-inch glove plugs installed after this activity, and your stone note has you showing them, but we need them installed per procedure, please.
So the allergy 10-inch glove plugs will be installed despite the stone note. Got it. Thank you.
Getting crew notes at the moment. We're working on that on the ground, but if you could let me know what that says.
Right. So the crew, the storage note and the next activity at 8 o'clock calls out for a dosimeter, which is barcode ending 28J, but that one was deployed with the fruit flies yesterday. So I will just go ahead and pick another one, and I will pick a serial number 7, ending 25J, because serial number 7 was called out yesterday in the fruit slide, but the barcode was not matching. I think I was confusing. I can repeat if you want.
And Tivino, we are tracking. We do need you to swap those. So if you could deploy serial number 7 with the fruit flies and put serial number 10 in your next activity, that'll work for us.
All right. Well, in that case, just let the. I think we will have to let the PI know that serial number 10 was deployed with the fruit flies so far.
We copy. We're tracking it, and we'll let them know.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Control station on 2. Good morning. The LSG work volume is deployed.
We copy. Thanks so much. Station Huntsville, space to ground 2 for TB and rad nano dosimeter.
Can do.
Okay, we did some digging on the ground and realized that our manifest was incorrect for the rad nano dosimeter, so the misconfig was our fault, not yours, but wanted to let you know that the barcodes in the stowage notes are not to be trusted, so you can reference the serial numbers, and that should make everything clean for you.
I'm so sorry, Hans, but there was a communication on that matter channel, so I think I missed the most crucial information. Could you please repeat?
Yes, we wanted to let you know that the barcodes in your serial number, in your stone notes for the rad nanodosimeters are not to be trusted. They're incorrect, and that's a ground issue. But you can reference the serial numbers for those for the rest of your activities. Specifically, upcoming in your Vitapric activity, you'll need serial number 4.
All right, Hansel, I will charge the serial number then. Thank you very much.
Copy, TB.
Munich, station on 2 for the blood tubes. Affirm, so after in procedure 2.005, after the centrifuge is complete, it's step 1.8 has me thoroughly agitating each of the tubes. I just want to make sure that's correct, that after the centrifuge, you want me to shake the tubes.
Your next station is 1212 for East Baltic Beijing.
This is Munich. Good morning, Zwav.
Good morning, Norbert. How are you doing? I was wondering, with East Baltic Beijing, if I could execute this activity a bit earlier, and I would be free now.
Bob, Munich back with you. You were talking about the yeast, correct?
That's correct. YTG that starts 9:25.
Yes, and that's absolutely okay. I think you only need Peggy for kind of a photo or so, and all good.
Okay, excellent. I'll coordinate here, and let's see if we can do it. Thank you, Norbert. Have a good day.
Thank you, and enjoy the work there. I will be with you for the Orbit 1.
Munich station on 2 for Ice Cubes.
Munich is here on 2. Go ahead. Good morning, Peggy.
Good morning. We're at step 3.6, and we're ready for you to activate streaming to the media set.
All right. We will put that in work. You are going to proceed with the procedure, and just for your info, we will be putting on space to ground 3 on the Columbus ATUs and deactivating all the others so that we have quiet background during this event.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Station, this is Munich on space to ground 2 with a heads up to all crew. The media set event with live audio and video from Columbus will start in roughly 5 minutes.
This is Houston on 2 for PAO event. Go ahead.
Good morning. We were looking at Chuuk's PAO event currently scheduled in Columbus. And given the importance of that particular event, we'd like to make the scene as nice as possible. So we'd like to move that into the gym. We know that the LSG is out, but we are we feel comfortable we can get a nice setup, even with LSG out. We've done that a couple times. I think it can accommodate up to two crew members. If you guys are okay with it, we would like to do that from the gym.
Okay, Anne, we copy and we're checking.
Okay, thank you.
And back with you, Anne. We're done checking, and we are go with that plan.
Okay, appreciate it. We will plan to set up Gym Cam 1.
Copy, Gym Cam 1. Sounds good.
Next station on 2 for Ice Cubes.
Station, this is Munich on 2. Good morning, Slav.
Good morning. We were wondering if everything is going well with the media set, because we cannot hear you. So we just decided to call on Space to Ground.
Thank you for a while, but we didn't hear any communication from you. Let's on pause.
And, yeah, so right now on ground, we're still troubleshooting that connection, or setting it up, let's say. For the actual event, we can go over to Space to Ground 3. We had that set up in Columbus that, if you prefer, we could go to 3. And we are still trying to get the video down here, so give us a little more time.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Ann and PAO event.
Head on 2.
Hey, Ann, just want to follow up regarding LSG and the gym. We know it's going to be out, but also it's going to be going through its decon process. So on this next TDRS pass, it should be up and running. If you think the noise is no concern, let us know.
Yeah, okay, appreciate the heads up. We'll check it out.
Okay, and then if the noise is a concern, we'll have to find another location.
Okay, thanks.
And station, this is Munich on Space to Ground 2 for Peggy or any of the Axiom crew with a forward plan for the media set, and to let you know that we are no longer attempting to live stream, so Columbus would be in a nominal audio and video config from here on.
Okay, copy. No longer attempting live stream. Thanks.
That's a good readback, and you can take back over the ATUs in Columbus as you prefer, and we would still be troubleshooting from ground and coming up with a forward plan. In about an hour, we have an anomaly resolution telecon down here. We'll see what we can do. So you'll get updates from us, but for now, everything's back to nominal.
Okay, we copy. Thanks.
Houston station on 2 for housekeeping.
We're with you on 2 talk. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, David. Can you guys deactivate smoke detectors in Node 2 and lab?
We will put that in work and follow up with you.
Thank you.
Station Houston on 2 for talk. Lab and Node 2 smoke detection inhibited.
Okay, thank you very much.
Still station on 2 for microgravity challenge.
Peggy.
I'm just wondering if you like the field of view for the setup.
We're getting that routed right now, and I'll get back to you.
Great.
And Peggy Huntsville on 2, that's a good view.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Ann and LSG. We expect it to be fully noisy now, so go ahead and give us a call and let us know the audio quality.
Station copy, thanks.
Houston Station on 2 for LSG.
We're here on 2, Ann.
Sorry, it's paper. The LSG noise, it doesn't even bump up above the standard JPM noise, so I think the event will go just fine in here.
Copy. Sounds good. Thanks, Vapor.
Station on 2 for housekeeping. You guys can re-enable smoke detectors in order to
Huntsville Station on 2. This is TB for cerebral hemodynamics. Jesus Christ.
And Tibby, go ahead. For your awareness, we're about 2 minutes from an LOS.
Thank you. I'm at procedure step 1.4, and the C drive temp, I don't find the folder starting with CR, but I found the files in the folder called ADMS, and I assume that those are the right ones.
Okay, copy. We'll check and get back to you after this handover. And Tibby, Huntsville back with you on 2. We got a quick answer. Those are the correct files.
Thank you very much, Huntsville.
Station Houston on 2. No response required. Lab and node 2 smoke detection is enabled.
Thank you. Huntsville Station on 2. Do you like the settings for the lighting for the microgravity challenge?
And Peggy, yep, that light looks good.
Yeah. You guys can re-enable smoke detectors in node 1 and airlock, but stand by for node 3. It'll take maybe 30 or 1 hour to get node 3 done.
Okay, copy. We'll re-enable node 1 in the airlock, and we'll wait for your call for node 3.
So station on 2 for Peggy.
And Peggy, we were calling to get a favor from Tibor, but it looks like he performed the action on his own, so disregard.
Yeah, we've got it. He's finished to save out. Now we just have to dismantle everything.
Okay, sounds good. You guys were reading our minds.
And Huntsville Station on 2, do you still have video?
Affirm, Peggy.
There was a missing screw, and T-Bird's going to pull out the headset and so that we can show you where it was missing from. We managed to make it work without, but in an ideal world, we would like to have this screw that's missing from the left, it's the left, right? Correct. The left side is a screw missing. When we pulled the right one out of the bag, there was a free-floating screw, and we put it back into the right side. And so that one is reasonably secure, but the left one is loose because there's no screw in there. That's the screw we've got.
Okay, Peggy, we copy all, and we took a picture of what you guys showed us, so we'll be able to assess that, and we'll try to get you a forward plan for it before the next instance.
Okay, and we can take a picture, too, so if that's helpful.
Yep, that would be great. Station Huntsville, Space Ground 2 for Tibby and Vitaprint Hardware.
Miss you, Huntsville.
Hey, sorry if you are getting started in your midday meal, but we wanted to catch you before SWAB gets started in Columbus. We saw you grab serial number 0102 for your Vitaprick water refill bag. We're tracking that one has been used, and if you use it for Vitaprick, it could be a cross-contaminant. So we'd like you to grab a new one that has not been used. I have a stow location for that if you're ready to copy.
Yeah, ready.
All right, it's Columbus 1, Overhead 3, Echo 1, Foxtrot 1, and 1.0 CTB. Serial number 5388. There should be a Ziploc bag with bulk of water refill bags. You should grab one of those and report to.
Houston Station on 2 for Node 3 smoke detector. House cleaning is complete, so please re-enable smoke detectors.
All right, Doc, we copy. We will re-enable Node 3.
Thank you so much.
Station Munich on Space to Ground 2 for Suave. No response required. Just a heads up. We are coming on board with BCA-1 in Columbus in support of your muscle stimulation activity.
Here it's Suave for muscle stimulation, and please come on board. Munich Station, Suave on 2 for muscle stimulation.
Suave, it's great to hear your voice. Good afternoon.
Hi. I was wondering if you could check the field of view of VCA-1.
Suave, would you mind moving the camera slightly upwards, please?
About now?
That's perfect, Suave.
Excellent, thank you.
Station Huntsville, Space to Ground 2 for Anne at your convenience for urine collects.
Right on cue.
And we heard back from the PD, and you're go to continue today as scheduled. No deviations to the plan and no need for any makeup collects.
Okay, no problem. Thank you.
Station Munich on Space to Ground 2 for Suave and muscle stimulation.
Suave here.
Hey, Suave. We just entered a LOS on KU, so we lost video, but before that happened, we noticed that you still had a watch on. If you could remove that, that'd be great, as per step 5.3.
Thank you.
And Suave, while we have you, we would ask if you could please stand by at step 6.9, so we have KUAOS, so that the PIs we have here today can confirm the electrode placements.
Okay, thank you.
Station Munich on Space to Ground 2 for Suave and muscle stimulation.
It's Suave on 2.
Hey, Suave, we've got KU Video back here. If you're ready with the electric placements, we're happy to have a look at those so we can confirm that with the PIs here.
I'm ready. I don't know exactly how I should do this with the VCA, electrode by electrode, or have other ideas.
And Swath, if you could bend the knee a little bit, that would give us a better visual.
I think these are four first electrodes, the quad and on the shin bones.
Copy, Swath. We're checking. And Swath, with your where you put the front view, if you could touch the back view, that'd be great. And so we're back with you on two. I just want to ask if it feels sticky on you.
Prep. Protected cover. And you have a go in step 1.1 of the embedded procedure. We're seeing the video view, but we'd like to ask if you could rotate it 180 degrees, please. We're looking at it upside down.
Give me an extension of 12-2 for muscle simulation.
We're with you, Swaff.
I found the protected security content in everywhere. On the other hand, it's not opening up.
And Swaff, can you confirm the table itself is open?
Everywhere is opening. On the other hand, in the tab Science Support, protected security content, the file is not opening up.
Copy, we're checking.
Install station on 2, the MSRR protective cover installation is complete.
Copy, Johnny, thanks.
Station Munich on space to ground 2 for SWAF and muscle stimulation.
SWAF here.
Hey, SWAF, we were just talking in the airwaves here, and we spotted Anis there with you. It may be something that we need to investigate here with the configuration for PAM crew for Prosecco access, but Anne should be able to access it. Oh, copy, wave from Anne.
We have already done this. Thank you so much.
Good news. And just a heads up, Anne may be needed to help with the later step 12.7, which also requires Prosecco. Station Munich on space to ground 2 for SWAV and muscle stimulation.
SWAV, listening on 2.
Hey, SWAV, we've got a long LOS coming up, and we just want to let you know that you have a go at step 10.1, and you're go to continue until step 15.6. And while we have you with us, how restrained do the ankle restraints feel?
I have no problems with the restraints. They feel okay. I still did not connect the ankles to the belt, and I am actually now in step 15.3, getting closer and ready for the simulation, so I put the special gun.
And Swaff, can you confirm the controlling unit is connected to the software?
Confirm, control unit is connected to software, to the virtual machine, and the LED, the blue LED, is on, the Bluetooth LED.
And Swaff, before the LOS, you're good to proceed. Sorry.
Thank you.
Control station on 2 for Kermit.
With you on 2, Johnny. I'm guessing you guys completed it during the LOS.
Yes, ma'am. Actually, just before, but didn't have a chance to let you know. So you're good for ground commanding.
Copy that. Thanks so much. We'll put it in work.
You're welcome.
Station Huntsville on space ground 2 for Shooks and Myogenesis.
Huntsville station, this is Shooks on Myogenesis. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Shooks. Just wanted to give you a heads up. You are go in step 1.1. The LSG decon is complete. And when you're ready to get going, your PD, Shankini, will be ready for you on space ground 3.
So copy that, I'll get back to you once I'm ready for space ground 3. Check. No, it is. Huntsville station, this is Shooks. Checking on Vox, can you give a comm check, please?
And Chuck, Huntsville's with you. You are still on 2. We are ready for your that comm check on 3, though.
Huntsville station, this is TV on 2 for Vita Peak.
And with you on 2, Tibby.
Hey, Huntsville. So I'm at procedure, and at step 2, I should already install the multi-use brackets with the laptop desk. Problem is that there's a WARF operation, so it's pretty dark in the lab, and the given location, lab 1 overhead port 2, is very busy with cables, but I found another one overhead starboard 3. Do you guys think I could relocate?
And stand by, we're checking.
Thank you. In the meantime, am I allowed to continue with step number 3 and 4, because that would not include the desks and the multi-brackets anyway.
And you have a go to continue, Tibby, while we work on that location.
Thank you.
Munich station is on 2 for muscle stimulation.
Swan, we're with you.
I am performing the simulation phase in 15.7, and I started over 20 minutes ago, and then I saw that the training time is set up at 60 minutes. I was wondering if I should stop or pause after 20 minutes.
And Suave, we need about 5 minutes of warm-up and 20 minutes of science, but 20 minutes of science would be fine for us.
Okay, I did 5 minutes of warm-up, and now I am at 17 minutes of science. So I will finish with 20, and then should I stop after, or should I pause? I'm not entirely sure.
And Suave, we prefer to have the 25 minutes fulfilled, and then once that's fulfilled, you can stop the software.
Okay, I'll concur.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Tibby and Vitebrick.
Can we you answer?
Since we have ops going on in the MSRR rack with Kermit, we would prefer that you attempt to connect those Bogan arms at the given location in the procedure. You can move the cables as you need to try to get them fit at that location. If that doesn't work, please let us know.
Thank you.
And also, while I have you, when you get to step 8, we have a delta, so please give us a call back.
In Munich, station at 512.
We're with you, Suave.
I have finished the science part at intensity of 40%. I was for 20 minutes at 40%. I saved the file, and should I continue further on from step 16?
We're checking, Suave. And Suave, we're back with you on 2. Can you confirm the 20 minutes of science was completed?
And Munich Station is Suave. Could you please repeat?
Sure. You just wanted to confirm if the 20 minutes of science was completed.
Yes, that 20 minutes of science was completed at intensity of 40%.
Copy, Suave. Was that without pauses?
Munich, could you repeat, please?
And was that without pauses?
Done without pauses, yes. That's correct.
Copy, Suave. You can push on.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Peggy and Cancer and Leo.
Huntsville Station on 2 for Leo, Cancer and Leo.
Hey, Peggy, just wanted to let you know ground commanding is complete, so you have a go in step 1.2, but we also have a few more bits of information for you. If there are any bags still remaining on the side of the microscope, we ask that you remove them and tent stow them to avoid imparting any additional vibrations on the microscope. And also, when you remove the habitat from Sable in step 2, please remove the habitat, close the Sable door before removing the bags and looking for leaks just to help keep the temperature of Sable stable.
I tent-stowed the bags on the exterior, and I copied on the Sable door opening, minimizing it.
Copy that. Thanks, Peggy. Station Huntsville on Spitzer Ground 2 for Peggy. When you get a chance, could you please adjust the lab camera view and tilt it up a bit? We're not seeing the top of the microscope. Thank you, Ann. That looks great. And Peggy, that looks good. You have a good insert into the microscope. Station Huntsville on Spitzer Ground 2 for Tibby and Vitebrick. There is a tube that you need to attach to the bag prior to attaching to the boxes. And you can reference the Jedi message in the execution.
Thank you, Huntsville.
And station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Tibby and Vitaprick. You may have figured it out, but you need to take that bag to the PWD filled with water prior to using it to put water into the plant box. Copy the thumbs up.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Peggy and quick help with LSG.
Hey, Huntsville for LSG.
Peggy, we're having a little trouble with LSG. We're losing connection to it. If we can have you float over real quick and just disconnect the USB serial adapter cable from the front right USB port of the laptop and the USB serial adapter from the multi-port adapter, wait about 20 seconds and then give the LSG laptop a hard reboot.
Okay, so disconnect the USB from the serial port and then from the laptop itself, then hard reboot the laptop. Is that correct?
Yep, so do that disconnection, wait 20 seconds, reconnect both, and then the hard reboot.
Okay, hard reboot after reconnecting and a 20-second wait.
Affirm, that is a good readback.
Until station on 2, hard reboot of the LSG after the pulling the USB connections and the other connection out of the port and the 20-second wait is complete.
Copy all. We really appreciate your help.
Answer station 2, this is TB4 Vitaprick at step 8.
Yes, Tibby. Just wanted to let you know that we missed a step in step 8. So after step 8.3, you will need to attach the tube to the syringe and then connect that tube to the radish.
Copy.
Station Munich on Space to Ground 2 for Suave and muscle stimulation.
Suave here on 2.
Hey, Suave, we wanted to tag with you about the Prosecco topic that we had earlier. Would you be able to access Prosecco on everywhere and give us an over-the-shoulder view on VCA1 so the folks here can try to identify the issue?
If you give me 5 minutes, I'll do data encryption, and then we can switch to Prosecco if this is okay.
That works great for us.
The next station is Suave on 2 for Prosecco.
Go ahead, Suave.
I hope you can see well my iPad, and on the protected security content, it seems like it's loading, but never really showing the file.
Copy, Suave. The folks here really appreciate you showing us that. I think we have everything we need to see. Thanks for showing us.
No problem. Just in case, if you were wondering, I did restart the application, and the same thing happened again.
Copy. Thanks for taking the initiative. And we just wanted to say as well, since we're wrapping up, we wanted to express our appreciation for your time and effort today with muscle stimulation. A huge thank you.
Thank you for your support, and it was pretty fun to do it.
A pleasure.
Also, I left a clue note with the battery level.
Perfect. Thank you.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Tibby. Just a reminder, as you're dispensing the water into the seed boxes, pause for about 4 to 5 seconds after every 5 milliliters to ensure we're not oversaturating the box. And we copy the head nod and the thumbs up. Thanks. Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Peggy and Cleo.
Right on to Cleo.
Yes, Peggy, we need about an additional 5 more minutes for imaging, so we are not ready for you to get started on that activity yet, but if you'd like to go ahead and knock out your sweet rock flexible activity that's scheduled afterwards while we wait, that might help.
Don't worry about it. I've got enough time. We need to get a
little bit. Sounds great. Thanks for your flexibility. And Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Tibby, no response required. We're about a minute and a half from a 16-minute LOS, but you are go to continue pressing with the activity. Copy the double thumbs up. Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Peggy and Cleo. The imaging is complete, and we are ready for you to step into your next activity at your convenience.
And Huntsville Station on 2, just want to clarify, I'm not putting another biocell sample on the microscope. Is that correct?
That's correct. That will be your next pink activity.
Okay, copy.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Peggy and Cleo.
Go ahead on 2.
Yes, Peggy, we just wanted to verify that you closed the Ziploc bag with the sample since it is HRL-1.
Ma'am, I got it closed.
Copy that. Thank you very much.
And Huntsville Station on 2 for Cleo.
With you on 2.
Yes, got the baby's back in the incubator, but I did want to mention that the biohazard labels came off of both of them and stuck to the tape. I had a problem with that last time, too. I have to be real careful. Serial numbers and names off, but the biohazard labels came off, and I couldn't get it unstuck from the Kapton tape. So the biohazard labels on the actual each biocell are no longer there, but those serial numbers and the labels are still there.
And copy that, Peggy. Stand by. And Peggy, back with you on 2. We'd like you to label those bags with the hazard labels, you know, put some Kapton tape and write on them, as they do need to have the hazards documented.
Okay, can I do that when I pull the next set of samples so I'm not opening the incubator again? That way I can prep it in advance when I pull the other samples.
And stand by, we're checking. And Peggy, back with you on 2, that's a good plan to just wait until you retrieve the next samples. Thanks for your help.
No problem. I'll have that prepped up and ready to go. And I'll do that. No worries.
Station Huntsville on Space Ground 2 for Johnny and BioGenesis.
Huntsville, Johnny, we got you.
Hey, John, just wanted to give you a heads up before this LOS. We're not going to need you at that scheduled time of 16:35, so just hang tight on that myogenesis assist activity, and we'll give you a call when we're ready for you.
Hey, copy all. Thanks. This is station on 2 for vestibule between Gem and Odyssey.
Hey, John, go ahead.
Hey, Anne just discovered there are two big stains on closeout, not a panel, but just closeout soft cloth on the vestibule between JPM and Node 2. And when we open it, there is a black and insulated line behind the stained spots. It says MTCS supply. So we believe that the IDCS line from Node 2 to JPM and the black insulation part of it has been degraded, and those exposed portions are kind of wet. We are not sure if they are condensation or some kind of leakage, but Anne is now taking a bunch of pictures and also videos, and we will downlink them for the ground specialist.
Copy, I'll talk. We're talking that right now. We'll get right back to you. Talk back with you on 2. So no immediate crew action right now, so we don't have any immediate concerns. We'll take a look at the photos and the video and put a plan together.
Okay, copy that. Yeah, it's not something like a lot of water coming out. It's just the exposed surface is completely wet. So just take a look at those pictures and the videos and waiting for the action. The video files and photos will be on SSC-10.
Okay, copy SSC-10. And talk for the stains that you described. Do you think they've been there for a while?
Hard to say, but yeah, that's what we think. But just I haven't noticed it.
Okay, copy that. All good words.
Houston, station on 2 for wet wipe mystery.
Peggy, we're with you on 2.
Found 5 more wet wipes floating in the FCB. When we did the Dragon unpack in the stowage, there was a shortage of wet wipes, and we apparently lost the bag in the transfer.
Peggy, who does that?
The rest of them were, so I'm pretty sure they are.
On 2 for Peggy and wet wipes.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Tibby and Vitaprick.
We do, Huntsville.
Yeah, we just wanted to verify where you ended up installing those multi-use brackets in the lab, please.
We managed to rearrange with Peggy. If you guys want, I can send some pictures. It's over at Port 2, as it was distant.
Perfect. Thanks so much.
Thank you for all your support. This was great.
Station Huntsville for Peggy and Cleo at your convenience.
Ahead, Huntsville, aren't you?
Hey, Peggy. We're trying to work around these LOSs that are coming up for the rest of the day. I was going to request if you could get your next Cleo sample insert activity started as soon as possible, please.
In work right now.
You are awesome as usual. Thank you.
Huntsville Station 2, this is TB. For your information, no response required. I finished the retopic exercise.
Copy that, Tibby. Thanks so much for all your hard work and centrifuging that water.
Thank you, Isabella.
Station Huntsville on Space Ground 2 for Johnny and Myogenesis.
You on 2.
And Johnny, Shooks should just about be ready for your assist over at LSG.
Great. Thank you very much. We'll be over there.
Thank you. That looks good. You have a go to install. Thank you. And when you get a chance, can you tilt the lab cam back up again? Thank you, Animal.
Welcome, Penny.
And Central Station on 2 for Cleo.
We're with you on 2.
The samples are installed. Let me know if you don't like how it looks. I tried not to tape across the labels so that we wouldn't lose those when I pull the Capstan tape off. And if you need me to readjust and... you know, we can work something else out if we need to.
Sounds good. We'll let you know. Thanks, Peggy.
Yeah, and the other, the PEG-1, both those two samples now have a jury-rigged Capstan tape biohazard label.
Perfect. Thanks again.
Station Houston 2 for Shooks and Earth Observations. Give us a call at your convenience.
Houston Station, this is Shooks. Confirm you're calling for Earth Ops.
Yeah, Shooks, there's a Earth observation opportunity coming up at 1739. We think it's going to be near your hometown. You can find more details in the Earth observations band.
Thank you.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Ann and blood setup.
Huntsville Station on 2, you got Ann. What did I mess up?
You actually didn't mess up anything. It just gave me the perfect window to call you with some additional information for tomorrow's blood setup, or blood draw.
Okay, go ahead with the extra info, Penny. Thanks.
Okay, this is actually for you and Peggy, so if she's not within earshot, please let her know about all this as well. So you will each be performing separate blood draws tomorrow. They're scheduled at the same time, so you'll need to coordinate with each other to keep both of your sets of blood tubes separate throughout all the activities, as the tubes have different requirements. And you do not have to complete your blood draw activities as they are scheduled on the timeline, but you do need to keep them spaced the way they are scheduled, while still maintaining the science constraints that are in your pre-sleep reminders tonight. The rack will be up at crew wake, so you can hopefully manage it between the two of you.
E-copy.
And to Ann copies, thanks, Penny. Curious question, are we going to run into trouble with the centrifuge? I haven't looked at her activity to see if she's using the centrifuge also, but is there any confliction that we need to do to make sure that we don't need to centrifuge at the same time, or are we going to be using processing separately?
I'm double-checking before I misspeak.
I don't think I need a centrifuge.
And Peggy's correct. Ann, you'll be using the centrifuge, and Peggy, you will not.
Awesome. Thanks, Penny. I will confirm with you. I'll probably just stick to timeline, and I'll confirm that with you tonight because I know there's folks that need to come in to do the centrifuge, and so I will confirm with you on the time I'm going to do it. I appreciate the flexibility, though.
That sounds great. Thanks for being cognizant of all of us folks down here trying to help you be successful.
And that goes two ways.
Next station is SWAV 12 for Astro Mental Health.
Connect with you on 2, SWAV.
I am starting the data encryption and transfer, and in 4.1, it says on calls if you go. On the other hand, the laptop is already powered, and I used it today, so I just wanted to let you know.
And SWAV, you have a go to continue. And while we have you, could you please remind Shooks to take a look at his media set activity from this morning?
Okay, I'll pass the message.
Munich, this is Shooks on Space Ground 2.
Shooks, good afternoon. Go ahead.
Roger, confirm this is regarding the activity for media set deactivation.
And that's a firm, Shooks. You can perform that any time before a pre-sleep.
The last known while we were doing the activation, it did not get through and we were told to leave it on for further troubleshooting. That just confirming is that activity completed and we are good to switch it off now.
And Shooks, they've completed the troubleshooting here on the ground. They're going to have a test activity for tomorrow. So in the meantime, you're go to close that activity out.
Thank you.
Station Control, Space Ground 2 for tipping and neural function. I'm Mr. Shooks. I have a quick delta for you on that neural function activity you're about to get started with. In the stone note, it'll say to use the gathered half TGB to temp to the VR port is going to will not fit in that CTU. It'll only use the CTU for lines 3 to 5, and the VR kit will be placed near that CTU.
Do you guys want me to have a 1.2 CTU instead?
And that's your preference. If you prefer that, we're fine with that. Just let us know what your decision is in a crew note or a quick call down.
All right, cool. Thank you.
The next station is Swavon 2 for Astro Mental Health.
Phoenix with you on 2.
I finished the procedure with 7.5. This is the last step. On the other hand, should I leave it, the process of encryption going like that and leave the Columbus payload laptop on?
And Swaf, you can leave it that way and keep it on.
Okay, excellent. I'll concur. Thank you.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Peggy and Cleo.
Go ahead on 2.
Hey, Peggy. The PD is still imaging, but we're also running close to an LOS. So just wanted to give you a preemptive go to start that activity per timeline at 18:35. You have a go in step 1.3. And there is a bingo time to get those samples returned to Sable by 18:40.
Okay, go per timeline at 18:40. Everything has to be back in the Sable.
That's a good copy.
Station Munich on Space to Ground 2 for TB and human gut microbiota.
Ground 2 to Munich.
Hey, TB. We wanted to catch you before the upcoming LOS. Thanks again for updating the crew note from your morning's HGM Melfi insert activity. However, the part number does not list in our systems for us to track. Would you be able to provide the barcodes for the dry fecal tube and the dry fecal session pack that you'll be trashing? Feel free to update the crew notes with those details, as you prefer.
Excuse me, were you asking for the one that I trashed or the one that I used?
And these are the ones, TB, that you will trash. Going into Melfi won't be necessary.
Out of the two fecal tubes, I trashed one, but that's already trashed. I'm so sorry. I won't be able to retrieve them before that.
Copy, TB. We'll find a workaround for the one that got trashed. If you could leave a barcode in the meantime for the ones that you do have during the LOS, that would be appreciated.
Will do. Thank you.
Vessel station spacecraft 2, checking to see if Peggy and I have a go in our current power down procedure.
You have a go, Johnny. And Johnny, in case you didn't hear me, you do have a go.
Copy, Penny, thanks. Hey, Johnny on 2 with a question on step 7.
And go ahead.
Penny, so this step asks us to remove the 3-foot GFCI cable from switch 3 on the inverter. Can we keep it on? It was there before we got there, and I suspect it'll be used frequently throughout next week.
And yes, Johnny, that's a good call. That cable does nominally stay there attached to the inverter.
Okay, thanks, Penny.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Tibby and Neuromotion.
Station 2, this is Tibby.
Hey, Tibby, so we copied your crew note regarding placing that photon kit in the half CTB at Colstar Redencone. We actually need that photon kit and the CTB to be temp stood near lab overhead port 4. That way the photon amplifier can be plugged in and charging while it remains inside of the CTB to meet our hazard control requirements.
Okay, gotcha. That means that I cannot use the multiport charger, right? Because that's in Columbus.
And stand by, we're checking on that for you.
Copy.
Vessel station 2, the MSRR protective cover removal is complete.
Copy, thanks, Johnny.
Station Huntsville on 2 for Tibby and Neuromotion. And just for some context, that location, lab overhead port 4, there should already be a multiport adapter there, serial number 1008.
Gotcha, I'm checking. Thank you.
And I can't remember if it's Houston or Huntsville had a call for me on 2.
Peggy, it's Houston. Call about your iPad. So it looks like you have an extra iPad now, serial number 1081. That could go into node 1, deck 4, golf 1, FCTV 5108. I'll copy.
I copy node 1, deck 4, golf. Node 1, deck 4, yeah, golf. Go ahead and give me the FCTV number again. I got 5018, but I wasn't sure that's right.
5108.
Give me the serial number on the iPad you want returned there.
We're tracking that extra iPad now as 1081.
Okay, 1081.
Good read.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Shucks and Voyager displays.
On to the station for Neuromotion charging.
With you on 2, go ahead.
I found this sensor hub data cable airlock serial number 1003 with a bunch of USB ports. Is this the one that you meant?
And we're checking on that. And while I have you, could you confirm the location that you temp stowed the VR kit?
VR kit is right now next to CASA. Overhead.
Copy. And we are looking into that adapter that you found.
You also need it in lab? All right. In the meantime, do you need the VR kit also in the lab?
A firm, we would like that moved to the lab. Somewhere near that CTB that you're temp stowing would be just fine.
Central station for Neuromotion. So the multiple charger that you guys meant, that's being used for something else. We will pull another one and we will put it here to lab overhead 4-4.
Copy. That sounds fine with us. And that one that you found, 1003, what was the exact location you found it, and was there anything plugged into it? That's not one that we were actually tracking.
I found it at port 4 in lab 1, but I think we can use the motor charger that we will just pull up.
and that's a good plan with us, and just let us know which serial number of the multiport adapter you do end up using.
Cool.
Full station on 2, looking for a go to close LSG.
And you have a go, Johnny.
Okay.
Station Huntsville on Spacer Ground 2 for Shooks and Voyager displays.
Huntsville Station on 2, this is Tibby for Malfi.
We're with you on 2, Tibby.
Hey, Huntsville, I would like to open Malfi number 32241 minute, if that's all right for you guys.
And could you please repeat which Dewar location?
So it's Malfi 3, Dewar number 2, and that would be to check a barcode that I placed earlier.
And you have a go to do that. Thank you.
Thank you.
And station on 2 for WHC.
We are with you on 2. Go ahead.
Yeah, we have a UPA not receive red light.
We copy, Peggy. We're looking into it.
Thank you.
Station Houston on Space Ground 2 for Peggy and WHC.
Go ahead for WHC.
Hey, Peggy. We don't have an OSO here, so we gave him a call. It's something we have seen before, but we're trying to figure out the cause. Should be a ground fix. So we're looking into it, and we'll let you know if we find out more.
Okay, copy.
And Peggy, while I have you, if you don't mind, then can take notes for a second. I have a couple other questions for you.
One question for you. Are we no-go for WHC ops until we get a resolution?
That is a firm.
Hey, copy. What are your questions?
So first was for you. We have some steps for troubleshooting your Everywhere app, if you can take notes for your new iPad 1082.
My way, I go to a place where I can write something down.
Copy.
Okay, ready to copy.
Okay, so first we wanted to confirm that your iPad is connected to CloudNet. After you have confirmed that, if you could toggle the Wi-Fi off and then back on. I've got more steps, I'll just let you copy.
Sure, and sync to CloudNet, Wi-Fi off on.
Good readback. After that, we want you to fully close and then reopen the Everywhere app. And you can do this by swiping up from the bottom of your iPad at the middle of the screen, then swipe up on the Everywhere app until it disappears, and then reopen the Everywhere app from the home screen.
We close, then open.
Good readback. And then lastly, we want you to confirm that private addressing is off. And you can do this by going into the settings and then Wi-Fi. And when you select CloudNet on the network in the right pane, we want to verify that the private Wi-Fi address is toggled off, OFF.
Sure, private Wi-Fi is off, going to the settings and Wi-Fi, and then checking there for private Wi-Fi off.
That's affirmative, and you need to make sure that you selected the CloudNet network when you're in that Wi-Fi section.
Okay, copy. Selecting CloudNet.
Okay, those are all the steps for you, so let us know if that's successful. And then the other thing was we had a question in the daily summary for Shooks about verifying that you get that message into teleprompters. So if you can confirm that, we just want to get a warm fuzzy ahead of the VIP event today.
Yes, he tried it last night, and it worked. Sorry we didn't let you know.
Hey, that's great news. Thanks for letting us know. Station Houston on Space Ground 2 for Peggy and WHC.
And then 2 for the WHC.
Hey, Peggy, we just wanted to verify. Can we have you press the check lights button on the hydraulic interface control panel and tell us whether it looks like UPA not received LED is illuminating more?
Okay, stand by. I'll get that in work. And the Everywhere steps were completed, and I'm in.
Awesome. Great news.
Houston Station on 2 for WHC.
With you on 2, Peggy.
When we press the test lights button, it comes on much brighter, and I had Johnny check it out, and he also agrees. He thinks that's just that standard fault. Just in a particular message, you know, for the kind of a off-angle red.
Okay, Peggy, great news. We copy all. WHC is go for use, and we are 1 minute out from a 50-minute LOS.
Thank you, sir. Go for WHC.
Affirm. WHC is go for use.
Station on 2 for blood draws.
With you on 2.
Sam, I just want to make sure that my math is correct on this, so I have to wait 10 minutes after the first Melfi insertion to start the second centrifuge, and then I think that centrifuge protocol is 15 minutes, and then I have a 10-minute maximum time between
skin and melt the insert. So that's exactly 45 minutes. So I'm wondering if I can push to maybe 15 minutes after melt the insert just to give myself a 5-minute buffer to make sure that we get the second set of samples into Melfi within the 10-minute max constraint.
Okay, copy the question. We'll double-check.
Thank you. Huntsville Station on 2. It looks actually I missed its protocol 3, so I don't know how long that one is, so that might actually give me the buffer I'm looking for.
And Vapor, we copy. We are talking with our ESA counterparts, and they'll let you know the math on that and get you started.
Station Munich on Space Ground 2 for Vapor.
Ground 2.
So that was overall a good summary that you provided, and we would like you to wait for 15 minutes now before starting the next centrifuge run.
And can you tell me how long the protocol 3 is?
Minutes.
Sorry, I didn't catch that. Can you say it again?
That is 20 minutes. 20 minutes.
Copy, 20. Thank you.
Huntsville Station on 2, this is TB4 Random Dosimetry.
Good morning, Tibby. Go ahead.
Morning, Huntsville. So, question is, I haven't really found a storage node for the personal dosimetry, but I picked the serial number 1 as the execution node set with a barcode ending 19J.
Can we copy barcode 19 Juliet?
I would have a second question regarding this because yesterday for the fruit flies, I deployed the dosimeter barcode ending 28J, and the next one, next activity, calls for the same dosimeter.
Okay, we copy. We are checking, and we'll get back to you.
Thank you. Which is barcode ending 28J, but that one was deployed with the fruit flies yesterday. So I will just go ahead and pick another one, and I will pick a serial number 7, barcode ending 25J, because serial number 7 was called out yesterday in the fruit flies, but the barcode was not matching. I think I was confusing. I can repeat if you want.
And so, you know, we are tracking. We do need you to swap those. So if you could deploy serial number 7 with the fruit flies and put serial number 10 in your next activity, that'll work for us.
All right. But in that case, just let the. I think we will have to let the PI know that serial number 10 was deployed with the fruit flies so far.
We copy. We're tracking it, and we'll let them know.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Huntsville Station on 2, good morning. The LSG work volume is deployed.
We copy, thanks so much. Station Huntsville, Space to Ground 2 for Tibby and Rad Nano Dosimeter.
Can do.
Okay, we did some digging on the ground and realized that our manifest was incorrect for the Rad Nano Dosimeter, so the misconfig was our fault, not yours, but wanted to let you know that the barcodes in the stowage notes are not to be trusted. So you can reference the serial numbers, and that should make everything clean for you.
I'm so sorry, Hans, but there was a communication on that matter channel, so I think I missed the most crucial information. Could you please repeat?
Yes, we wanted to let you know that the barcodes and your serial number and your stow notes for the rad nanodosimeters are not to be trusted. They're incorrect, and that's a ground issue. But you can reference the serial numbers for those for the rest of your activities. Specifically, upcoming in your Vitaprick activity, you'll need serial number 4.
All right, Hansel, I will trust the serial numbers then. Thanks very much.
Copy, TV.
Munich station on 2 for the blood tubes.
Affirm, so after in a procedure 2.005, after the centrifuge is complete, it's step 1.8 has me thoroughly agitating each of the tubes. I just want to make sure that's correct, that after the centrifuge you want me to shake the tubes.
Unix station at Swab on 2 for yeast particulate gene.
This is Munich. Good morning, Swab.
Good morning, Norbert. How are you doing? I was wondering, with the yeast tardigrade gene, if I could execute this activity a bit earlier, and I would be free now.
Bob, Unic, back with you. You were talking about the yeast, correct?
That's correct. YTG that starts 9:25.
Yes, and that's absolutely okay. I think you only need Peggy for kind of a photo or so, and all good.
Okay, excellent. I'll coordinate here, and let's see if we can do it. Thank you, Norbert. Have a good day.
Thank you, and enjoy the work there. I will be with you for the Orbit 1.
Munich station on 2 for ice cubes.
Munich is here on 2. Go ahead. Good morning, Peggy.
Good morning. We're at step 3.6, and we're ready for you to activate streaming to the media set.
All right. We will put that in work. You are going to proceed with the procedure, and just for your info, we will be putting on space to ground 3 on the Columbus ATUs and deactivating all the others so that we have quiet background during this event.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Station, this is Munich on space to ground 2 with a heads up to all crew. The media set event with live audio and video from Columbus will start in roughly 5 minutes.
This is Houston on 2 for PAO event. Go ahead.
Good morning. We were looking at Chuuk's PAO event currently scheduled in Columbus, and given the importance of that particular event, we'd like to make the scene as nice as possible. So we'd like to move that into the gem. We know that the LSG is out, but we feel comfortable we can get a nice setup, even with LSG out. We've done that a couple times. I think it can accommodate up to 2 crew members. If you guys are okay with it, we would like to do that from the gem.
Okay, Anne, we copy and we're checking.
Thank you.
And back with you, Anne. We're done checking, and we are go with that plan.
We appreciate it. We will plan to set up Gem Cam 1.
Copy, Gem Cam 1. Sounds good.
Munich station on 2 for ice cubes.
Station, this is Munich on 2. Good morning, Swab.
Good morning. We were wondering if everything is going well with the media set, because we cannot hear you. So we just decided to call on space to ground.
Thank you for a while, but we didn't hear any communication from you. That's on pause.
And, yeah, so right now on ground, we're still troubleshooting that connection or setting it up, let's say. For the actual event, we can go over to space to ground 3. We had that set up in Columbus that if you prefer, we could go to 3. And we are still trying to get the video down here, so give us a little more time.
Station Houston on space to ground 2 for Ann and PAO event.
Head on 2.
Hey, Ann, just wanted to follow up regarding LSG and the gem. We know it's going to be out, but also it's going to be going through its decon process. So on this next TDRS pass, it should be up and running. If you think the noise is no concern, let us know.
Okay, I appreciate the heads up. We'll check it out.
Okay, and then if the noise is a concern, we'll have to find another location.
Okay, thanks.
And station, this is Munich on space to ground 2 for Peggy or any of the Axiom crew with a forward plan for the media set and to let you know that we are no longer attempting to live stream, so Columbus would be in a nominal audio and video config from here on.
Okay, copy. No longer attempting live stream. Thanks.
That's a good readback, and you can take back over the ATUs in Columbus as you prefer, and we would still be troubleshooting from ground and coming up with a forward plan. In about an hour, we have an anomaly resolution telecon down here. We'll see what we can do. So you'll get updates from us, but for now, everything's back to nominal.
Okay, we copy. Thanks.
Houston Station on 2 for housekeeping.
We're with you on 2 Talk. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, David. Can you guys deactivate smoke detectors in Node 2 and lab?
We will put that in work and follow up with you.
Thank you.
Station on 2 for Talk. Lab and Node 2 smoke detection inhibited.
Okay, thank you very much.
Still Station on 2 for microgravity challenge.
Go ahead, Peggy.
I'm just wondering if you like the field of view for the setup.
We're getting that routed right now, and I'll get back to you.
Great.
And Peggy Huntsville on 2, that's a good view.
Station Houston on Space Ground 2 for Ann and LSG. We expect it to be fully noisy now, so go ahead and give us a call and let us know the audio quality.
Station copy, thanks.
Houston Station on 2 for LSG.
We're here on 2, Ann.
Sorry, it's paper. The LSG noise, it doesn't even bump up above the standard JPM noise, so I think the events will go just fine in here.
Copy. Sounds good. Thanks, Vapor.
Station on 2 for housekeeping. You guys can re-enable smoke detectors in order to
Huntsville Station 2, this is TB for Cerebral Hemodynamics. Jesus Christ.
And TB, go ahead. For your awareness, we're about 2 minutes from an LOS.
Thank you. I'm at procedure step 1.4, and the C drive temp, I don't find the folder starting with CR, but I found the files in the a folder called ADMS, and I assume that those are the right ones.
Okay, copy. We'll check and get back to you after this handover.
Yes.
And Tibby Huntsville back with you on 2. We got a quick answer. Those are the correct files.
Thank you very much, Huntsville.
Station Houston on 2. No response required. Lab and Node 2 smoke detection is enabled.
Thank you. So, Station on 2, do you like the settings for the lighting for the microgravity challenge?
And Peggy, yep, that light looks good.
Hey, you guys can re-enable smoke detectors in Node 1 and airlock, but stand by for Node 3. It'll take maybe 30 or 1 hour to get those 3 done.
Okay, copy. We'll re-enable Node 1 in the airlock, and we'll wait for your call for Node 3.
So, Station on 2 for Peggy.
And, Peggy, we were calling to get a favor from Tibor, but it looks like he performed the action on his own, so disregard.
Yeah, we've got it. He's finished the saved out. Now we just have to dismantle everything.
Okay, sounds good. You guys were reading our minds.
And Huntsville Station on 2, do you still have video?
Affirm, Peggy.
There was a missing screw, and Tibor's going to pull out the headset and so that we can show you where it was missing from. We managed to make it work without, but in an ideal world, we would like to have this screw that's missing from the left. It's the left, right? Correct. The left side is a screw missing. When we pulled the right one out of the bag, there was a free floating screw, and we put it back into the right side. And so that one is reasonably secure, but the left one is loose because there's no screw in there. That's the screw we've got.
Okay, Peggy, we copy all, and we took a picture of what you guys showed us, so we'll be able to assess that, and we'll try to get you a forward plan for it before the next instance.
Okay, and we can take a picture, too, so if that's helpful.
Yep, that would be great. Station Huntsville, space ground 2 for Tibby and Vitaprick Hardware.
Miss you, Huntsville.
Hey, sorry if you are getting started in your midday meal, but we wanted to catch you before SWAB gets started in Columbus. We saw you grab serial number 0102 for your Vitaprick water refill bag. We're tracking that that one has been used, and if you use it for Vitaprick, it could be a cross-contaminant. So we'd like you to grab a new one that has not been used. I have a stow location for that if you're ready to copy.
Yeah, ready.
All right, it's Columbus 1, Overhead 3, Echo 1, Foxtrot 1, and 1.0CTB, serial number 5388. There should be a Ziploc bag with bulk of water refill bags. If you grab one of those, and report the serial number. And the one that you had already grabbed, if we'll just put it back where you found it, or put it in that 1.0CTB that I just called out, that'll work.
This is station on 2 for node 3 smoke detector. House cleaning is complete, so please re-enable smoke detectors.
All right, talk. We copy. We will re-enable node 3.
Thank you so much.
Station Munich on space to ground 2 for SWAV. No response required. Just a heads up, we are coming on board with VCA-1 in Columbus in support of your muscle stimulation activity.
Here at SWAV for muscle stimulation, and please come on board. Munich station, SWAV on 2 for muscle stimulation.
SWAV, it's great to hear your voice. Good afternoon.
Hi. I was wondering if you could check the field of view of VCA-1.
SWAV, would you mind moving the camera slightly upwards, please?
About now?
That's perfect, SWAV.
Excellent, thank you.
Station Huntsville, space to ground 2 for Anne at your convenience for your urine collects.
Right on cue.
And we heard back from the PD, and you're go to continue today as scheduled. No deviations to the plan and no need for any makeup collects.
Okay, no problem. Thank you.
Station Munich on space to ground 2 for SWAV and muscle stimulation.
SWAV here.
Hey, SWAV, we just entered a LOS on KU, so we lost video, but before that happened, we noticed that you still had a watch on. If you could remove that, that'd be great, as per step 5.3.
Thank you.
And SWAV, while we have you, we would ask if you could please stand by at step 6.9, so we have KUAOS, so that the PIs we have here today can confirm the electrode placement.
Okay, thank you.
Station Munich on space to ground 2 for SWAV and muscle stimulation.
It's SWAV on 2.
Hey SWAV, we've got KU video back here. If you're ready with the electrode placement, we're happy to have a look at those so we can confirm that with the PIs here.
I'm ready. Don't know exactly how I should do this with the VCA, electrode by electrode, or have other ideas.
And SWAV, if you could bend the knee a little bit, that would give us a better visual.
I think these are four first electrodes, the quads and on the shin bones.
Copy, SWAV. We're checking. And SWAV, with your two, we're happy to be in front of you. And SWAV, we're back give you a little heads up before pushing on. We would ask that you not touch the electrodes after this step, since the controlling unit is on when until step 17 of the whole and the cables will get removed from the control unit.
I'll get back to you once I'm ready for space to ground 3. Check. not exist. Hansu Station, this is Shooks, checking on Vox. Can you give a comm check, please?
And Shooks, Hansu's with you. You are still on 2. We are ready for your that comm check on 3, though.
Hansu Station, this is TV on 2 for the topic.
And with you on 2, Tibby.
Hey, Hansu. So, I'm a procedure, and at step 2, I should already install the multi-use brackets with the laptop desks. Problem is that there's a WARF operation, so it's pretty dark in the lab, and the given location, lab 1 overhead port 2, is very busy with cables, but I found another one overhead starboard 3. Do you guys think I could relocate?
And stand by, we're checking.
Thank you. In the meantime, am I allowed to continue with step number 3 and 4 because that would not include the desks and the multi-brackets anyway?
And you have a go to continue, Tibby, while we work on that location.
Thank you.
Munich Station, on 2 for muscle stimulation.
Swan, we're with you.
I am performing the simulation phase in 15.7, and I started over 20 minutes ago, and then I saw that the training time is set up at 60 minutes. I was wondering if I should stop or pause after 20 minutes.
And Suave, we need about 5 minutes of warm-up and 20 minutes of science, but 20 minutes of science would be fine for us.
I did 5 minutes of warm-up, and now I am at 17 minutes of science. So I will finish with 20, and then should I stop, doctor, or should I pause? Because I'm not entirely sure.
And Swav, we prefer to have the 25 minutes fulfilled, and then once that's fulfilled, you can stop the software.
Okay, I'll concur.
Station Huntsville on Spacer Ground 2 for Tibby and Vitabrick.
Can we see you, Huntsville?
Since we have ops going on in the MSRR rack with Kermit, we would prefer that you attempt to connect those broken arms at the given location in the procedure. You can move the cables as you need to try to get them fit at that location. If that doesn't work, please let us know.
Thank you.
And also, while I have you, when you get to step 8, we have a delta, so please give us a call back.
Okay. In Munich, mission at Swav on 2.
We're with you, Swav.
I have finished the science part at intensity of 40%. I was for 20 minutes at 40%. I saved the file, and should I continue further on from step 16?
We're checking, Swav. And Swav, we're back with you on 2. Can you confirm the 20 minutes of science was completed?
And Munich Station is Swav, could you please repeat?
Sure. You just wanted to confirm if the 20 minutes of science was completed.
Yes, that 20 minutes of science was completed at intensity of 40%.
Copy, Swav. Was that without pauses?
Munich, could you repeat, please?
And was that without pauses?
Done without pauses, yes. That's correct.
Copy, Swav. You can push on.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Peggy and Cancer and Leo.
Huntsville Station on 2 for Leo, Cancer and Leo.
Hey, Peggy. Just wanted to let you know ground commanding is complete, so you have a go in step 1.2, but we also have a few more bits of information for you. If there are any bags still remaining on the side of the microscope, we ask that you remove them and tent stow them to avoid imparting any additional vibrations on the microscope. And also, when you remove the habitat from Sable in step two, please remove the habitat, close the Sable door before removing the bags and looking for leaks just to help keep the temperature of Sable stable.
I tensed the bags on the exterior and I copied on the Sable door opening, minimizing it.
Copy that. Thanks, Peggy. Station Huntsville on Spectral Ground 2 for Peggy. When you get a chance, could you please adjust the lab camera view and tilt it up a bit? We're not seeing the top of the microscope. Thank you, Ann. That looks great. And Peggy, that looks good. You have a good insert into the microscope. Station Huntsville on Spectral Ground 2 for Tibby and Vidabrick. There is a tube that you need to attach to the bag prior to attaching to the boxes. And you can reference the Jedi message in the execution notes.
Thank you, Huntsville.
And Station Huntsville on Spectral Ground 2 for Tibby and Vidabrick. You may have figured it out, but you need to take that bag to the PWD, fill with water, prior to using it to put water into the plant box. Copy the thumbs up.
Station Huntsville on Spectral Ground 2 for Peggy and quick help with LSG.
Hi, Huntsville for LSG.
And Peggy, we're having a little trouble with LSG. We're losing connection to it. If we can have you float over real quick and just disconnect the USB serial adapter cable from the front right USB port of the laptop and the USB serial adapter from the multi-port adapter, wait about 20 seconds and then give the LSG laptop a hard reboot.
Okay, so disconnect the USB from the serial port and then from the laptop itself, then hard reboot the laptop. Is that correct?
Yep, so do that disconnection, wait 20 seconds, reconnect both, and then the hard reboot.
Okay, hard reboot after reconnecting and a 20-second wait.
Affirm, that is good readback.
Until station on student hard reboot of the LSG after the pulling the USB connections and the other connection out of the port and the 20-second wait is complete.
Copy all, we really appreciate your help.
Huntsville Station 2, this is TB for Vidabrick at step 8.
Yes, Tibby. Just wanted to let you know that we missed a step in step 8. So after step 8.3, you will need to attach the tube to the syringe and then connect that tube to the radish.
Copy.
Station Munich on Space to Ground 2 for Suave and muscle stimulation.
Suave here. One, two.
Hey, Suave, we wanted to tag with you about the Prosecco topic that we had earlier. Would you be able to access Prosecco on everywhere and give us an over-the-shoulder view on VCA1 so the folks here can try to identify the issue?
If you give me 5 minutes, I'll do data encryption, and then we can switch to Prosecco if this is okay.
That works great for us.
The next station is Suave 12 for Prosecco.
Go ahead, Suave.
Well, I hope you can see well my iPad, and on the protected security content, it seems like it's loading, but never really showing the file.
Copy, Suave. The folks here really appreciate you showing us that. I think we have everything we need to see. Thanks for showing us.
No problem. Just in case, if you were wondering, I did restart the application and the same thing happened again.
Copy. Thanks for taking the initiative. And we just wanted to say as well, since we're wrapping up, we wanted to express our appreciation for your time and effort today with muscle stimulation. A huge thank you.
Thank you for your support, and it was pretty fun to do it.
A pleasure.
Also, I left a clue note with the battery level.
Perfect. Thank you.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Tibby. Just a reminder that as you're dispensing the water into the seed boxes, pause for about 4 to 5 seconds after every 5 milliliters to ensure we're not oversaturating the box. And we copy the head nod and the thumbs up. Thanks. Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Peggy and Cleo.
Right on to Cleo.
Yes, Peggy, we need about an additional 5 more minutes for imaging, so we are not ready for you to get started on that activity yet, but if you'd like to go ahead and knock out your sweet rock flexible activity that's scheduled back forward while we wait, that might help.
Don't worry about it. I've got enough time. We need to get
sounds great. Thanks for your flexibility. Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Tibby, no response required. We're about a minute and a half from a 16-minute LOS, but you are go to continue pressing with the activity. Copy the double thumbs up. Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Peggy and Cleo. The imaging is complete, and we are ready for you to step into your next activity at your convenience.
In Huntsville Station on 2, just want to clarify, I'm not putting another biocell sample on the microscope. Is that correct?
That's correct. That will be your next pink activity.
Okay, copy.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Peggy and Cleo.
Go ahead on 2.
Yes, Peggy, we just wanted to verify that you closed the Ziploc bag with the sample since it is HRL-1.
Ma'am, I got it closed.
Copy that. Thank you very much.
And Huntsville Station on 2 for Cleo.
With you on 2.
Yeah, got the baby's back in the incubator, but I did want to mention that the biohazard labels came off of both of them and stuck to the tape. I had a problem with that last time, too. I have to be real careful. Serial numbers and the names off, but the biohazard labels came off, and I couldn't get it unstuck from the Kapton tape. So the biohazard labels on the actual each biocell are no longer there, but those serial numbers and the labels are still there.
And copy that, Peggy. Stand by. And Peggy, back with you on, too. We'd like you to label those bags with the hazard labels, you know, put some Kapton tape and write on them as they do need to have the hazards documented.
Okay, can I do that when I pull the next set of samples so I'm not opening the incubator again? That way I can prep it in advance when I pull the other samples.
And stand by, we're checking. And Peggy, back with you on 2, that's a good plan to just wait until you retrieve the next samples. Thanks for your help.
No problem. I'll have that prepped up and ready to go. And I'll do that. No worries.
Station Huntsville on Space Ground 2 for Johnny and Biogenesis.
Huntsville, Johnny, with you on 2.
Hey, John, just wanted to give you a heads up before this LOS. We're not going to need you at that scheduled time of 16:35, so just hang tight on that myogenesis assist activity, and we'll give you a call when we're ready for you.
Great, copy all. Thanks. This is Station on 2 for vestibule between Gem and Node 3.
Good talk, go ahead.
Hey, Anne just discovered there are 2 big stains on closeout, not a panel, but just closeout soft cloth on the vestibule between JPM and Node 2. And when we open it, there is a black and insulated line behind the stained spots. It says MTCS supply. So we believe that the IDCS line from Node 2 to JPM and the insulation part of it has been degraded, and that those exposed portions are kind of wet. We are not sure if they are condensation or some kind of leakage. But Anne is now taking a bunch of pictures and also videos, and we will downlink them for the ground specialist.
Copy, I'll talk. We're talking that right now. We'll get right back to you. Talk back with you on two. So no immediate crew action right now, so we don't have any immediate concerns. We'll take a look at the photos and the video and put a plan together.
Okay, copy that. Yeah, it's not something like a lot of water coming out. It's just the exposed surface is completely wet. So just take a look at those pictures and the videos and waiting for the action. The video files and photos will be on SSC-10.
Okay, copy SSC-10. And talk for the stains that you described, do you think they've been there for a while?
Hard to say, but yeah, that's what we think. But just I got noticed it.
Okay, copy that. All good words.
Houston Station on 2 for wet white mystery.
Peggy, with you on 2.
Found 5 more wet wipes floating in the SCV. When we did the Dragon unpack in the stowage, there was a shortage of wet wipes, and we apparently lost a bag in the transfer.
Peggy, can we do that?
They are just, the rest of them were, so I'm pretty sure they are.
On 2 for Peggy and wet wipes.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Tibby and Vitaprick.
We do, Huntsville.
Yeah, we just wanted to verify where you ended up installing those multi-use brackets in the lab, please.
We managed to rearrange with Peggy. If you guys want, I can send some pictures. It's overhead for 2, as it was missing.
Perfect. Thanks so much.
Thank you for all your support. This was great.
Station Huntsville on Instagram for Peggy and Cleo at your convenience.
Ahead, Huntsville, aren't you?
Hey, Peggy. We're trying to work around these LOSs that are coming up for the rest of the day. I was going to request if you could get your next Cleo sample insert activity started as soon as possible, please.
In work right now.
You are awesome as usual. Thank you.
Huntsville Station 2, this is TB. For your information, no response required. I finished the lead topic exercise.
Copy that, Tibby. Thanks so much for all your hard work and centrifuging that water.
Thank you, Isabel.
Station Huntsville on Space Ground 2 for Johnny and Myogenesis.
You on 2.
And Johnny, Shooks should just about be ready for your assist over at LSG.
Great. Thank you very much. We'll be over there.
Thank you. That looks good. You have a go to install. Thank you. And when you get a chance, can you tilt the lab cam back up again? Thank you, Animal.
Welcome, Penny. And Central Station on 2 for Cleo.
We're with you on 2.
The samples are installed. Let me know if you don't like how it looks. I tried not to tape across the labels so that we wouldn't lose those when I pull the Capstan tape off. And if you need me to readjust and, you know, we can work something else out if we need to.
Sounds good. We'll let you know. Thanks, Peggy.
Yeah, and the other, the PEG-1, both those two samples now have a jury-rigged Kapton tape biohazard label.
Perfect. Thanks again.
Station Houston 2 for Shooks and Earth Observations. Give us a call at your convenience.
Houston Station, this is Shooks. Confirm you're calling for Earth Ops.
Yeah, Shooks, there's a Earth observation opportunity coming up at 1739. We think it's going to be near your hometown. You can find more details in the Earth observations band.
Thank you.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Ann and blood setup.
Huntsville Station on 2, you got Ann. What did I mess up?
actually didn't mess up anything. It just gave me the perfect window to call you with some additional information for tomorrow's blood setup or blood draw.
Okay, go ahead with the extra info, Fanny. Thanks.
Okay, this is actually for you and Peggy, so if she's not within earshot, please let her know about all this as well. So you will each be performing separate blood draws tomorrow. They're scheduled at the same time, so you'll need to coordinate with each other to keep both of your sets of blood tubes separate throughout all the activities, as the tubes have different requirements. And you do not have to complete your blood draw activities as they are scheduled on the timeline, but you do need to keep them spaced the way they are scheduled while still maintaining the science constraints that are in your pre-sleep reminders tonight. The rack will be up at crew wake, so you can hopefully manage it between the two of you.
He copies. And Ann copies. Thanks, Penny. Curious question. Are we going to run into trouble with the centrifuge? I haven't looked at her activity to see if she's using the centrifuge also, but is there any confliction that we need to do to make sure that we don't need to centrifuge at the same time, or are we going to be using processing separately?
I'm double-checking before I misspeak.
I don't think I need a centrifuge.
And Peggy's correct. Ann, you'll be using the centrifuge, and Peggy, you will not.
Awesome. Thanks, Penny. I will confirm with you. I'll probably just stick to timeline, and I'll confirm that with you tonight because I know there's folks that need to come in to do the centrifuge, and so I will confirm with you on the time I'm going to do it. I appreciate the flexibility, though.
That sounds great. Thanks for being cognizant of all of us folks down here trying to help you be successful.
And that goes two ways.
Next station at SWAT 12 for Astro Mental Health.
Unit 2D12, SWAT.
I am starting the data encryption and transfer, and in 4.1, it says on calls if you go. On the other hand, the laptop is already powered, and I used it today, so I just wanted to let you know.
And Swath, you have a go to continue. And while we have you, could you please remind Shooks to take a look at his media set activity from this morning? Be
okay,
completed.
I'll pass the message. Munich, this is Shooks on Space Ground 2.
Shooks, good afternoon. Go ahead.
Roger, confirm this is regarding the activity for media set deactivation.
And that's a firm, Shooks. You can perform that any time before our pre-sleep.
The last known, while we were doing the activation, it did not get through and we were told to leave it on for further troubleshooting. That just confirming, is that activity completed and we are good to switch it off now.
And Shooks, they've completed the troubleshooting here on the ground. They're going to have a test activity for tomorrow. So in the meantime, you're good to close that activity out.
Thank you.
Station control, Space Ground 2 for tipping and neural function. Hi, Mr. Shooks. I have a quick delta for you on that neural function activity you're about to get started with. In the stone note, it'll say to you be gathered half CTV to temp to the VR port is blind to what we not in CTV, so only with the CTV for lines 3 to 5, and the VR kit can be constant near that CTV.
So do you guys want me to have a 1.0 CTV stuff?
And that's your preference. If you prefer that, we're fine with that. Just let us know what your decision is in a crew note or a quick call down.
All right, cool. Thank you.
The next station is Swabon 2 for Astro Mental Health.
Unix with you on 2.
I finished the procedure with 7.5. This is the last step. On the other hand, should I leave it, the process of encryption going like that and leave the Columbus payload laptop on?
And Swath, you can leave it that way and keep it on.
Okay, excellent. I'll concur. Thank you.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Peggy and Cleo.
Go ahead, Auntie.
Hey, Peggy. The PD is still imaging, but we're also running close to an LOS. So just wanted to give you a preemptive go to start that activity per timeline at 18:35. You have a go in step 1.3, and there is a bingo time to get those samples returned to Sable by 18:40.
Okay, go per timeline at 18:40. Everything has to be back in the Sable.
That's a good copy.
Station Munich on Space to Ground 2 for TB and human gut microbiota.
Ground 2 to Munich.
Hey, TB. We wanted to catch you before the upcoming LOS. Thanks again for updating the crew note from your morning's HGM Melfi insert activity. However, the part number does not list in our systems for us to track. Would you be able to provide the barcodes for the dry fecal tube and the dry fecal session pack that you'll be trashing? Feel free to update the crew notes with those details, as you prefer.
Excuse me, were you asking for the one that I trashed or the one that I used?
And these are the ones, TB, that you will trash. Going to Melfi won't be necessary.
Out of the two fecal tubes, I trashed one, but that's already trashed. I'm so sorry, I won't be able to retrieve them before that.
Copy, TB. We'll find a workaround for the one that got trashed. If you could leave a barcode in the meantime for the ones that you do have during the LOS, that would be appreciated.
Will do. Thank you.
So, Station Space Ground 2, checking to see if Peggy and I have a go in our current power down procedure.
You have a go, Johnny. And, Johnny, in case you didn't hear me, you do have a go.
Copy, Penny, thanks. Major Johnny on 2 with a question on step 7.
And go ahead.
Penny, so this step asks us to remove the 3-foot GFCI cable from switch 3 on the inverter. Can we keep it on? It was there before we got there, and I suspect it'll be used frequently throughout next week.
And yes, Johnny, that's a good call. That cable does nominally stay there attached to the inverter.
Okay, thanks, Betty.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Tibby and Neuromotion.
Station 2, this is Tibby.
Hey, Tibby, so we copied your crew note regarding placing that photon kit in the half CTB at Colstar Redencone. We actually need that photon kit and the CTB to be temp stowed near lab overhead port 4. That way the photon amplifier can be plugged in and charging while it remains inside of the CTB to meet our hazard control requirements.
Okay, gotcha. That means that I cannot use the multiport charger, right, because that's in Columbus.
And stand by, we're checking on that for you.
Copy.
Huntsville Station 2, the MSRR protective cover removal is complete.
Copy. Thanks, Johnny.
Station Huntsville on 2 for Tibby and Neuromotion. And just for some context, that location, lab overhead port 4, there should already be a multiport adapter there. Serial number is 1008.
Gotcha. I'm checking. Thank you.
And I can't remember if it was Houston or Huntsville had a call for me on 2.
Peggy, it's Houston. Call about your iPad. So it looks like you have an extra iPad now, serial number 1081. That could go into node 1, deck 4, golf 1, FCTB 5108. I'll copy.
I copy node 1, deck 4, golf. Node 1, deck 4, yeah, golf. Go ahead and give me the FCTB number again. I got 5018, but I'm not sure that's right.
5108.
Give me the serial number on the iPad you want returned there.
We're tracking that extra iPad now as 1081.
Okay, 1081.
Good read.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Shucks and Voyager displays.
Up to the station for Neuromotion charging.
With you on 2, go ahead.
I found this
Sensor hub data cable airlock serial number 1003 with a bunch of USB ports. Is this the one that you meant?
And we're checking on that. And while I have you, could you confirm the location that you temp stowed the VR kit?
VR kit is right now next to CASA. Go ahead.
Copy. And we are looking into that adapter that you found.
You also need it in lab? All right. In the meantime, do you need the VR kit also in the lab?
A firm, we would like that moved to the lab. Somewhere near that TTV that you're temp stowing would be just fine.
Central station for Neuromotion. So the multiple charger that you guys meant, that's being used for something else. We will pull another one and we will put it here to lab overhead 4-4.
Copy. That sounds fine with us. And that one that you found, 1003, what was the exact location you found it, and was there anything plugged into it? That's not one that we were actually tracking.
I found it at port 4 in lab 1, but I think we can use the motor per charger that we will just pull up.
And that's a good plan with us, and just let us know which serial number of the multi-port adapter you do end up using.
Okay.
Central station on 2, looking for a go to close LSG.
And you have a go, Johnny.
Okay.
Station Huntsville on Spacer Ground 2 for Shooks and Voyager displays.
Huntsville station on 2, this is Tibby for Malfi.
We're with you on 2, Tibby.
Hey, Huntsville, I would like to open Malfi number 32241 minute if that's all right for you guys.
And could you please repeat which Dewar location?
So it's Malfi 3, Dewar number 2, and that would be to check a barcode that I placed earlier.
And you have a go to do that. Thank you.
Thank you.